Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that the world paints the godly woman as ignorant or demented. Well, let's end the week as we cover that today. Media, education, and entertainment. An entertainment society seems to have to mock and criticize and make the woman who is godly and moral and submitted to the will of God and His decision to create woman and to make her a helpmeet. By the way, let me just say this, ladies. And I do. I say this kindly. The word help meet meant simply to help meet a goal. Adam was tending the garden. God said, I will create a help meet for him. And she would help him meet the goal of tending the garden. They would have a fellowship, that is, a partnership. And he would be the head, and she would be the help meet. The head determines the direction. The helpmeet helps him reach that goal at his direction. He better get his directions from the Lord. So this kind of a lady that accepts that role, society hates her today. The world paints her as demented or ignorant, or as some of these political people today say, a deplorable. But the godly woman is actually the woman of strength in God's eyes, and eternity will prove that. Fulfilling her God-ordained potential in doing God's will, God's way, in God's timing. She is the lady, the woman of virtue. She is a lady of strength. She is a woman as a Proverbs 31 woman. Now, Satan's design is to mock that position. Satan's design is to paint that woman as demented or ignorant or deplorable or whatever the world wants to say about her. That is Satan's design. And when women assume the same attitude, they are assuming the attitude of Satan, because just as Eve was deceived, they're deceived. It's a shame when Christian men and women give up their God-given positions in life to satisfy the lust or desires of men rather than the glory of God. When they give in to the whims of Satan and the lust of the flesh instead of following God. Faith, true faith, real faith, is built on the Word of God. It acts on the Word of God. It sees what the Word of God says and it abides by it. Therefore, faith knows what is eternally best in heaven, not looking at the moment, but in eternity. God's truth never changes. So don't you change to the whims of this world, because those things will do absolutely nothing for you when you die. When we get God's order of creation wrong, then we open the gates of our home and government to weaken it. And it won't be long until the walls are then burned. The bars of integrity morality, godliness, and love, and home, and marriage, as well as government, are destroyed by the fires of wickedness. Consider the ones who take over of the enemy are men. They destroy the city. The women will be stripped here in Nineveh and shamed before all. The children will be dashed in pieces. The army of the men are on the run. Nineveh is getting ready to fall. But you look at the world today. You have Merkel in Germany. Now, it was until just a few months ago, it was May in England. And there are more women who are the heads of state today. And many of those states, as a result, are weak because they didn't have men of virtue and valor. The enemy is destroying much of Europe. Many of those are Islamics who make women objects of subjugation to their lust and whims instead of their love and honor. They're only objects. They're less than human in many ways. In the tribulation, the Antichrist will be a man who rises in the European sector. My personal opinion from the study of Scripture is that he is a Jew. I start that with Genesis 49, where we see the tribe of Dan, but that is another story, so we won't get into that right now. But this one is tied into the forces and strength empowered by Satan. He is a strong man. Women will respect him. Feminized men will fear him. Listen as I read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19. Then we read this. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. My friend, no matter what you have to suffer for the name of Christ in this life, you keep eternity in heaven and its reward. Keep that set in your heart. Don't compromise truth for peace with the world and the flesh. Never, never compromise truth for peace with the world or the flesh, because then that also spells loss. Loss, mind you, of reward. Let's go on. Verse 14 says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. I think of Romans 8, 17 and 18. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if it's a conditional word, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh, what glory when we see him face to face. Verse 15, and let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. Now, we look at those things. Those are pretty bad sins. And he says Christians shouldn't do any of those things. But that's not where he stops. He's putting murder, thievery, evildoer. But notice what else he puts on that same level. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Notice the level in which he places busybodies. And this is speaking of the last days. You're a busybody in the church. Just understand. God puts you on the level with murderers and thieves, etc. Just so you know, when you got to look at other men's matters, what's going on with them, you got to go out and tell others and make a big deal out of it, cause trouble with it. God says you're as bad as a murderer. So I just want you to understand the level God places your filthy, rotten sin on. Okay? Now, verse 16 says, yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, your suffering must be based on your stand for Christ, not on being a busybody. For the time has come that judgment must, think of the word must, okay? For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Why? I think God has to clean it up. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Well, that is a simple answer. Hell. You don't receive Christ as Savior, then hell. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, verse 18 says, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Revelation 20:14-15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So verse 19, again, continuing here in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19 says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Now, this is calling us to faith, trusting, regardless of the circumstances in which we find ourselves, we are trusting, totally trusting him with our whole heart. Do you trust God? Do you trust him? See, the question now becomes, will you be weakened by the world's pleasure, which is actually the work of Satan, who wants to overcome you with the darkness?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.